Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Little Texas Blues bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Andrew Sherman. He's a partner and the chair with the Washington, D.C. Corporate Department of Seyfarth & Shaw, LLP. Seyfarth & Shaw. Is that the .com on the end of that, Andrew?
It's just the Seyfarth.com, Seyfarth.com.
All right.
All my contact information's on there and information on the firm and lots of good resources.
All right, so check him out there, folks. He's if you go to Amazon, he's got his own little department there. All of his books. How many have you written, 25 or 30?
This new M&A book is number 27.
Yeah.
But that is still just under 100, as you said. I mean, by, a couple here and there.
And it's the fourth edition, folks. Mergers and Acquisitions from A to Z. And we're talking about why you should care about this as a small business owner. Andrew was just talking about the fact that, and he's right, folks, there's never been in my career, my white hair, Andrew, is not premature. I've been around a long time. I've never seen so much cash. Even back in the 90s, when the dot-bomb era, there was not this much cash. And so this is the pent-up release of cash for the last decade that's built up, plus the tax bill is releasing a lot of cash. And people are going to have to do something with that. And so they're going to start developing strategies, Andrew, that they may never have had before to go down market for acquisition. And one of the crises we've got going on right now is that they can't find qualified people. And so maybe instead of poaching them from a small business, maybe they just acquire the business. What do you think?
That's exactly right. I mean, look. It's not just the big cash stockpiles. There's other variables. You still have relatively low interest rates. So if I'm thinking of buying a company, I'm going to use a little bit of leverage. I have some of my own cash to deploy, which is just sitting there. And if I'm the CFO of a Fortune 1000 company, I've also got ability to borrow if I want to borrow it at still very low interest rates. So it's just incredible how much M&A in the small, lower middle market and small business I think we're going to see in the next 3 to 5 years. We're gearing up for it as a law firm. You see investment bankers gearing up for deal flow activity. The other thing that's going on is there's an increased amount of shareholder activism, not only in the United States but around the globe. And shareholder activists are pressuring leaders of companies to deploy that cash in ways that will grow shareholder value. So not only is it not good financial discipline to sit on cash indefinitely, but there's a lot of shareholder activists that are pressuring these companies, hey, you're sitting on billions of dollars, go buy something.
And some of these companies are going to
do Apple's big acquisition last year, all that cash, almost $300 billion in cash, and the biggest acquisition they did last year was Beats, for $3 billion, a headphones company.
Well,
that's the
thing is, though, Andrew, some of these companies are gonna do that investing as a defense mechanism to keep the activists out of their company.
Well, and the other cool thing that an article was written up in the New York Times business section over the weekend, that companies are starting to buy other companies to essentially take out competitive technologies or emerging or disruptive technologies, so that if they're going to get disrupted, they own the disruptor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a small business that's working on something that could really transform the industry or transform the business within a region, you're on the radar screens, whether you know it or not, of larger companies that are looking to eliminate or consolidate the disruptors.
And, folks, the book, Andrew's book, Mergers and Acquisitions, is a track to run on. Chapter by chapter, preparing for the dance, the seller's perspective. Then number three is the buyer's perspective, the letter of intent, the due diligence, that whole process is so important. Regulations, structure. I mean, this is a by-the-numbers document here that you need to be you need to have. Because one thing about it, Andrew, when they show up on your doorstep, when these big companies show up on their doorstep, Steph. They're going to have a fistful of dollars in one hand, and they're going to have a microscope in the other hand, and a magnifying glass, I guess I should say. And so my point is, they're going to show up with the money, but they're also going to show up with scrutiny. And if you can't talk to them, if you can't present to them the kind of information and records and documentation and structure that they want to see, they'll just go somewhere else.
Well, there's two important points you brought up there. Number one, if you're going to be the subject of due diligence, which many small businesses have never done before, you also can't suffer from what I call DCMBU syndrome, which stands for don't call my baby ugly syndrome. You know, you see the mothers in the park, and some of those new mothers in the park have some very ugly babies, but nobody will say it. And same thing applies to small businesses for sale. If you, when you go to open up your due diligence kimono, sorry for that visual, folks, you better be ready when there's a couple warts to explain those warts, or, per as Jim is saying, take the time to anticipate the warts being looked at under the magnifying glass and take some time to fix them.
Start doing something about it.
And work them over before you open your kimono.
Even if you don't have them fixed, if you can show
due diligence process, because it's coming. And no one's going to pay you top dollar without due diligence, the you-know-what out of you.
Right. No, that's exactly right. So, folks, this is why the book's important. That's the reason why it's a fourth edition. And I encourage you to check it out. And when we come back after the break, Andrew, I want you to tell us about how we should – could we actually put ourselves on the block, so to speak? How do we set ourselves up to be visited by that? Instead of just, you know, instead of buying your book and getting ready and nobody invites us to the prom, how do we get invited to the prom? Quick break. Tim Tail right back with Andrew Sherman. Mergers and Acquisitions from A to Z. That's the book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.